Let's start things off with Kevin. Why don't you go first, buddy?
Well, this is, Bob Kessler and I like to keep everyone updated on important topics.
Of course.
Like updates on Heat 2.
Heat 2.
We call it, what do we call it, Bob?
Today in Heatstory.
Today in Heatstory. Bob and I love the
95.
This is not Twins, Mary.
I think I'll take a bathroom break.
Cinematic masterpiece Heat starring Pacino, De Niro, Val Kilmer. I mean, the list goes on and on. It's a star-studded cast.
Ashley Judd.
Naomi Watts, she in it.
Frank, what's his name? Frank.
Wazalewski from Access Elevator?
Yeah, Frank Wazalewski. Frank, you know what I'm talking about. Does all the voices for The Simpsons.
Oh, okay.
Hank Azaria.
Hank Azaria, not Frank.
Frank, whatever.
Sure.
All right, I'll get to the story.
Yeah, please.
Heat 2, which has been rumored now for a while, it really seems to be in the works. And there's been some buzz that Leonardo DiCaprio is going to be in Heat 2. And Jake Hamilton had a story today that Christian Bale says he's going to be involved in Heat 2 alongside Leonardo DiCaprio. So,
and
Mary,
he'll be in Chicago, I forget.
There's filming in Chicago because Heat 2 was released as a novel, and parts of it take place. A lot of it takes place in Chicago. It's sort of the origin story of De Niro and his heist team.
How we got so hot.
But it comes back to Chicago. But Michael Mann directed the 1995 cinematic masterpiece Heat, and Heat 2 is coming, and it sounds like Leo and Christian Bale are on board.
Heat 2,
Michael Mann also directing.
Michael Mann directing it, yes. Wow. So who knows? We could see DiCaprio and...
Leo won't do it.
No, Leo has
Leo
talked openly about
sure.
it. Yeah.
Really?
He wants the heat, baby.
I mean, if you have a chance to be in Heat 2, you take the opportunity,
You do
Mary.
Take the chance. I'm wondering
it's
about
not going to get me to the theater.
The soundtrack, too, also is amazing of the original film, so I'm hoping that the next soundtrack also measures up.
Yeah, it's great.
Me and Mary are going to watch Heat together on Wine and Popcorn Night. Mary, you good? You down with that?
Perfect.
Not ruining my Thursday night.
Boy, feel the love. Fine, bye, Villa Park. All right, Mary, you go next.
Okay, so I have a lost and found story since we've been talking about the lost ring.
Oh,
but
great.
This one ends up good, but not so good. Sorry, Kevin.
Oh, great.
So a woman in Florida had been missing for 22 years. Her daughters were very upset because she kind of left before a birthday party for one of her kids. She was 41 years old. She had three kids. Didn't show up for the daughter's birthday party. Well, on Monday, the Flagler County Sheriff's Department found a submerged car in a waterway, and her remains were in it, so they have found her. I mean, it's a good story, but it's not a good story. You know
That's
what I mean?
It's a tragic story,
Well, it's
Mary.
Tragic, but it was tragic for
Closure.
22 years
Closure,
because
at least.
These poor girls thought their mother, deserted her, and she just had an accident and fell into this canal way or whatever. But she had toys in the car and, all this clothing.
Oh.
And, they found her. So,
well, I'm glad they got closure.
I just want to say, Kevin, there's hope for your ring.
Can I share a really quick story, real quick? Sorry, Bob.
They can find a lady in a car. They can
Jeannie from sales told me a story that found in, the same thing happened to him. The ring went down the bath drain. 20 years later, construction around the neighborhood, they found it.
Yep. I'm telling you, Kevin.
Who, her husband's?
It was Jeannie's dad.
Yep.
Jeannie's dad.
On their anniversary.
Wow.
Kevin,
Kevin,
I appreciate the addendum there, too, because that really bounced off of Mary's story, which was a real downer.
Right.
Closure? It is closure. That is important. You're right. Bob, hopefully something lighter.
Of us have been talking on the air about how much we miss the Winter Olympics.
Yeah.
And how much we miss curling.
Oh, I miss it. Miss that rolling rock.
So almost as much as I miss heat.
Even though the Olympics are over, there are many ways to continue watching curling year-round.
Oh, boy.
Tell us. With live events and replay options. So there are the Grand Slam of Curling and other tour events. There's something called the Rock Channel, R-O-C-K.
Wow.
The thing they slide. So there's the Rock Channel. There's the Curling Channel.
Really?
There's also the USA Curling Organization, which has its own YouTube channel. And the men's and women's nationals are now taking place.
Where's auditions for that?
Tryouts? I think it's like a lot of sports. Kids start. There's juniors. There's kids. they start out and they work their way up.
That's what I'm getting David into, Kevin.
Curling.
There you go.
There are clubs in the Chicago area. I think I might have mentioned I had a friend at college who did it, and it was up in Milwaukee, and we would go to a place. There's the Pettit National Ice Center. I think it was near there.
Okay.
We went to a curling club, and it was a hang, and there were curling, why don't we call them? Curling
gatherings. Yeah.
They carry
and,
those granite things, those rocks around, like in a bag, a bowling bag.
They're there. They weigh a lot. I don't think you can pick them.
I'm gonna put one in David's room and just challenge him to keep picking it up, seeing when
it was really fun. So there's ways to catch all the hot curling action.
Get your curling on.
Get your curl on.
Get your curl on.
All kinds of ways. Thanks to the magic of the media environment we now live in. There's live curling streaming all the time.
Love that.
Yeah.
What a great ending, Bob Kessler. That's wonderful.